guidance from our professional staff, given that we're now the Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Yes, and the General Government Subcommittee thereof, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 5573 is a blank budget bill which has been used to be the Senate budget for the Department of Revenue. The budget's been reviewed. Performance measures have been reviewed. The Senate Chair's budget contains an additional unspecified $3 million general fund reduction to the budget that was previously approved by the Joint Subcommittee. The purpose of this amendment that I'm recommending is to make that adjustment for the Senate Chair's budget, the additional $3 million reduction, and to move essentially the language from the existing budget bill into this new blank bill. So it would be, the amendment would incorporate all the changes that were made by the Joint Committee, plus an additional $3 million unspecified reduction of general fund to the department. This is in accordance with the Senate budget, the Senate Chair's budget. The House General Government Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee came out with the House Chair of the Department of Revenue budget, which had a 3% for 3% reduction for services and supplies and capital outlays. The end result is if you approve this amendment and to the full with the due pass, and it goes to the floor, we will have different budgets for this department in each chamber, which if passed will then have to go to the conference committee.
And the 3% without looking.
Totals how much?
Totals what?
$836,000. This is a $3 million unspecified reduction. That was strictly to services and supplies. It was in the House.
So the House budget follow-up is $3 million plus the $800,000.
No, just $8.
Or just
the $836,000.
So it's a less reduction in the House than the Senate.
That is correct. But this is the Senate Chair's budget. And your staff recommendation then is to amend House Bill 5573 to become the budget bill for the department with a new general fund appropriation that is exactly $3 million less than the one that was passed out of the Joint Committee. And also approval of the performance measures so that we have the entire package on record and move forward.
And I recall we discussed those performance measures at some length when we were still a committee of the whole.
Yes.
I'm going to invite Ms. Harshenko and her staff, Director Harshenko and her staff, to come forward. And I think in order for us to thoughtfully undertake a deliberation of these two different budgets, I'm going to ask you, Director Harshenko, to comment. Having been an agency chair in my old life, stepping up to the microphone and saying a $3 million cut is just hunky-dory versus an $800,000 cut puts you in a bit of a bind. And so I think I'm going to ask you to simply factually comment on the effect that one of the budgets versus the other would have, and as recommended here, a $3 million unspecified cut, how you would go about absorbing that in the department.
Madam Chair. Senator Morse, Elizabeth Harshenko, Director of the Department of Revenue. With me is Susan Browning, a deputy.
Would you mind spelling your last name for the convenience of Anne-Marie?
H-A-R-C-H-E-N-K-O. Okay, thank you. Can I go with my glasses? We did have some advance advisory from
given that it's just the three of us now.
This was the intimate group.
Yeah. And just as a convenience to our colleague, let me quickly bring you up to speed. The House and the Senate recommendations, co-chair recommendations on this budget are different. One is a 3% cut in services and supplies amounting to $836,000. The Senate co-chair recommendation is a $3 million unspecified cut agency-wide at the direction of the discretion of the director.
That's correct.
And I have just invited Director Harshenko and her staff to come forward, and speak to the committee as to how they would go about absorbing a $3 million agency-wide cut, and just factually comment on how they would deal with that versus the 3% to the services and supplies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just foundational information, our budget is 85% personal services. For the 2003 to 2005 budget period, which we're in currently, there was a recognition during last legislative session that we were a little bit out of balance between our personal services and our services and supplies, and there was $1 million of our total budget moved, or was it a million, or was it more than that, Dallas? I think it was. Dave says it was a million. That was moved out of personal services and into services and supplies to sort of rebalance us just a little bit, because as we were allocating budget when we got our lump sum in the past, we were ending up having to move some dollars out of personal services in order to be able to do infrastructure investment. So if the House adjustment were adopted, that would reduce probably as much as we could handle in the SNS side, possibly more. We are, one of the things that we all recognize about the budget document is that we start building the agency request budget over a year or about a year before you come and meet, and we have to make assumptions about, especially for our packages, about rent and furniture and those sorts of things. We have been able to secure some surplus furniture from the federal government that's going to save $150,000 to $200,000 in furniture purchases for the policy option packages if those are approved. We are also working with the Department of Administrative Services to try to find space in a state-owned building instead of private lease space so that our rent would be less. And so we would look for those kinds of savings in the services and supplies side. But I don't believe that we've got $3 million of excess in our S&S side, so we will end up having to do some personal services reduction. If there's not going to be any guidance, we did do the priority list for you, and we would probably look at that, but anything that would require legislative change in order for us to stop spending on that priority list, obviously we would not be able to do. So we would end up having to go into those areas where it's people.
Senator Morse.
I'm sorry that I didn't write down the House recommendation.
It's 3% of services and supplies restricted to reductions in services and supplies amounting to about $836,000. Is that?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
And what did, I'm sorry, may I?
Follow up.
And what did you say about meeting the House cuts?
Madam Chair, Senator Morissette, we've started to prepare for the policy option packages since those were approved in the joint process, or at least recommended in the joint process, and we've been able to find some surplus furniture that works according to the Department of Administrative Services specifications that will save $150,000 to $200,000 from the assumed level of spending in those packages. We're looking for space for the people that would be less expensive than the assumed rent per square foot in those packages. But we don't have any other ideas right now other than that over 24 months, we would need to figure out how much we have to spend and then manage accordingly.
Follow up, Senator Morissette.
And I'm sorry I was late, but okay, but the $3 million would hit staff, I mean staffing levels, is that what you're saying?
Madam Chair, Senator Morissette, that's correct.
And so,
now, let's just walk through one other process piece of this, and I'm going to state it to make sure that I understand it. Were we to go with the co-chair Schrader's recommendation today, we would have two different budgets for this department, and they would go into, and I'm looking at Dallas for reassurance, they would end up then in a conference committee?
Presuming, Madam Chair, members of the committee, that both pass their respective chambers, yes. They would each go to conference committee and hopefully be the same group.
And one other possibility, were we to pass the Senate co-chair's recommendation today, would be a recognition that this may be too difficult a number to manage to, and the opportunity to come back to the e-board and make a case that it was impossible to manage to. Dallas, is that a possibility?
Madam Chair, they can always come back to the emergency board if that warrants, and I think what we're going, where we're heading here is possibly a discussion in the budget report that this discussion was had, and that the potential, if what we're trying to achieve is we not negatively impacting on the department's ability to carry out its mission, particularly with the, we're adding resources for them to collect additional resources, and if in the event that it negatively impacts their ability to carry out their mission, the ability to return to the emergency board in this budget report.
I appreciate your phraseology better than mine, rather than impossible to manage to, because I know how competent a manager you are, and you could manage to anything, but put additional strain on your mission, and I appreciate that correction in language. I should be more precise. Senator Morsett.
Thank you. I don't know where to begin and how to handle this. I think it's ridiculous. It seems to me when we talked about your staffing level and talked about the work that you're doing in economies of scale and collecting money, tax money, and so on and so forth, I just didn't see where we would make cuts in staffing. And I guess my question is, did the co-chair give us an arbitrary number, $3 million, and not, did he give us any suggestions about where he would go, or is it just cut $3 million? And
my understanding is he would rely on the professionalism of the management team at the Department of Revenue to identify where those cuts would be affected.
Well, may I just say one more thing?
Follow-up, Senator Morsett.
I just hope, and I look forward to you coming back at some point and showing us where you're making the cuts. I'm not sure how you're going to do it without doing great harm to the programs that you're, you know, some parts of government I don't see being areas that are economical to cut because they impact so many other areas, and I think this is one of them, and I just hate to see arbitrary figures tossed out and say just cut $3 million. I think you tried this last session and cut a number of people who were, in fact, it seems to me that was a $4 million figure that was bandied about, and you ended up not making those cuts because it would have cost something like $18 million in uncollected taxes. I mean, I don't know if I have the figures right, but I remember talking to one of the staff people who I know who, and then I think I talked to you on the phone as a result of that and things that changed, but it's crazy. So,
Madam Chair, Senator Morsett, there are some differences in the circumstances. The $4 million was as a result of Special Session 5 in 2002. We were not to implement it until January of 2003, and so there were only 6 months left in the biennium to try and reduce what essentially was 1 month's worth of operations. For us to be able to absorb a reduction of this nature, we have 24 months in which to plan it. So that is different. We talked about this last week, and what I would tell you is the legislature decides how much resource to put into the department. It's our job to spend it as wisely as we can. The principles that we would apply as we decide, you know, what we would do and what we would not do would be, above all, to preserve our ability to meet our commitments to you, to generate revenue that we've committed to generate. Obviously, on the policy option packages, we would, if those are ultimately approved, we will implement those fully. The way that we would manage likely would be holding some additional vacancy factor, perhaps delaying bringing on one of the packages, or some way of managing vacancy factor so that it's spread throughout the biennium rather than hitting in you know, one very tight period of time. There are two additional pieces of information that you might want to have. One is, and I believe we talked about this in the joint process, we do receive funds for the valuation program in the property tax system.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Valuation?
The where we do the appraisals in the property tax system for industrial and utility companies. And a large number of the positions are funded from the, I'm not going to get the acronym right, the County Assessment Function Funding Account. And we did advise you during our regular or the joint process that that funding stream has peaked and looks like it is abating somewhat. We told you we would report during the interim on how that was going, but this, there might be some additional pressure on our general fund if that CAFA funding continues to drop over the biennium. The other is that, as you recall, we had a tremendous amount of difficulty with tobacco funds that were supposed to come in during 2003 to 2005, and we deferred a substantial amount of infrastructure investment in order to save as much as we could out of that $20 million hole. So we have deferred purchases of technology that we had intended to do during this biennium, and you know that we will have to reevaluate that as well.
I guess I'd like to interrupt you at this point in your presentation. Having visited your shop and realizing how absolutely essential certain pieces of technology are to you, at what point do you get to a place where you are deferring technology that becomes mission critical?
Madam Chair, when you say mission critical, it's not going to shut down the agency. But if we do not continue to keep up with our, for example, our life cycle for the personal computers, our power users, our auditors, and our particularly slow down, and their productivity isn't as high as it could otherwise be if they have faster equipment. So that's the consequence of not keeping up with the, you know, processing speed in personal computers. We've got, I think, some things going on in the processing center that we're looking at some investments that are going to really pay off over 4 to 5 years in terms of reducing our dependence on personal services, and we need to start making those investments now because it's a more than one biennium kind of a project. So what we would do is go back, we would take whatever the resources are that the legislature allocates to us and spend those just as wisely as we could. But if the cut was $3 million, we could not hold personal services harmless.
I'm not quite sure how to proceed, to tell you the truth. I think that one of the things that we have not, I think, fully had the opportunity to work as a total committee, or at least I'm going to ask Dallas to remind me if we did, was the effect of a $3 million across-the-board cut to the agency. I don't remember specific conversation with you or among the committee members on a proposal of that magnitude and whether or not we had the chance to fully vet all of the ramifications as a panel.
It was not covered during the joint committee process. No, this question did not come up.
Okay.
That's a good question. Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Morris.
Thank you. From a business perspective, the last place I would cut is the ability to collect my receivables. Having said that, if this is an issue that our budget chair is feeling strongly about, I'd be willing to defer that pretty strong feeling, by the way, Madam Chair, and allow this bill to move forward to be resolved in a conference committee for sake of, you know, just getting the dadgum thing going. Now, that's a very poor way to be doing business, Madam Chair. But to come down here today with a $3 million reduction without having had the opportunity to thoughtfully process that through our committee is, there are probably better ways of maybe approaching this than how we're doing it. But I understand the kind of the chaotic nature of this beast. And
Senator Morse,
the more I say, the worse it'll get. So I'll not say
Senator Morse.
Well, I'm thinking because there seems to be a rush to get out of this building, which I think is defeating the purpose of being here. And I would rather take the time to deliberate, and I would rather tell the chair that we need to look at this. Otherwise, I would vote for the House number. Let it go at that.
Well, I think what I'm going to do, unless the professional staff gives me a reason not to, is we have held from 3 to 5 for this committee if we stand true to the 2 hours. It's almost 3:30 right now. I think I am going to, Dallas, unless you tell me I can't for some reason, can we stand at ease for a half an hour and return here at 4 o'clock? And that way perhaps we can have a little bit of additional time to visit with the co-chair about just exactly how we should proceed. Director Hershenko, to what degree did you have the opportunity to discuss this $3 million unspecified cut with the Senate co-chair?
Madam Chair, I have not visited with Senator Schrader at all.
Okay. All right. Then I am going to have the...
Recess.
Okay. Then I am going to recess the committee. It is now 25 minutes after 3. I'm going to recess the committee until 4:05. And Director Hershenko, is that convenient for you and your staff to come back?
Ma'am.
Colleagues, is that convenient for you to come back?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then we stand in recess until 4:05 or so. On the work session published for Senate Bill 5573, the Department of Revenue, and consider the and continue the subcommittee's discussion on the LFO recommendation that includes the $3 million general fund reduction. I think we've all had an opportunity for some consultation and some review. Senator Morse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may direct a question to the
Please, Director Hershenko, if you'd come back up. Thank you.
I'm curious to how this has been processed within your executive level, and process is important, I think, because it determines largely the product we produce, and to what extent has this been part of the executive level discussion.
Well, Madam Chair, for the record, Elizabeth Hershenko, Director of your Department of Revenue. Senator Morse, we found out about this in sort of the middle of last week. I was actually out of the office. Susan scrambled around and visited with the administrators, but we had about 2 days of kind of what would we do, and I think the general consensus from the administrators was we could not hold personal services harmless. It's just not possible for us. So what we would have to do is go back, and we're actually at the beginning of a budget allocation process right now, looking at the budget that the full joint subcommittee had recommended to the full committee of how we would get that distributed out through the programs, and so that process is just beginning. If you need us to go back and come back and describe for you if we had $3 million less to spend than that budget number, we would need a little bit of time to do that. But I can assure you that we would have to be coming back and showing you that we would be holding some positions vacant. We might delay starting a class of auditors or delay starting a group of revenue agents. We were going to try and really hit the biennium running so that we could generate, you know, the maximum amount of revenue for you during the biennium.
Direct follow-up, Senator Morse.
Thank you. Just before we leave the process issue, with respect to Ways and Means, you have not had that discussion about taking the $3 million. Have you had the discussion with the governor's office about taking the $3 million?
Madam Chair, Senator Morris? No. Kelly?
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Kelly. If you'd identify yourself for the record, please.
Madam Chair, Kelly Friels with the Department of Administrative Services and Senator Morris. We were aware of that, of the potential for a $3 million cut. We've been talking internally and also with the department on what the options would be for actually making this reduction, but we haven't worked on an actual plan of how the $3 million reduction would actually take place and what the effect that would have on revenue production or the number of staff or how the staff are allocated for this department.
Thank you.
The one thing I was going to ask Director Harchenko to amplify is that if the committee moves the $3 million general fund reduction forward, that this is not incumbents that are being terminated from positions, but rather this would be a delay in filling an audit class or a revenue agent class, given that you try to be efficient with your training and you bring all of these highly trained folks or persons to be highly trained in a group, if that's not correct. I'd ask you for the benefit of the entire panel to explain that process and how it is that you would manage to this $3 million cut with respect to bringing in the audit or the agent classes.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, looking at policy option packages and looking at the way that we bring in our technical staff, typically if we're going to be hiring auditors, we try to hire them as a group, start them in the agency at the same time, because there's a three-month training program, in-house training program, that we put our new auditors through before we assign them to start doing work. And so we have planned to bring in an audit class July 1st or whatever the first Monday in July is, and begin their training and then have them start to do productive work in the early fall. Some of those audit positions are, we're anticipating the policy option packages. There were two packages that had some audit staff in them. We also have some vacant positions. We've tried to manage our budget, as I said, this biennium by holding some positions vacant in order to keep our expenses down. And so we've got some vacancies that we need to fill. So if the budget were reduced, the first thing we would do would be to look for how can we manage either delays in hiring or if we have vacancies in existing positions, hold that vacancy longer in order to manage vacancy rather than, I don't think we would have to be laying people off in order to manage the vacancy. What would happen would be we would not put people back in positions, or we would try to manage that in such a way, again, to balance between maximizing the revenue we produce for you, because that is what you expect us to do, and stay within the budget that that you give us. So we would just be trying to balance that.
Senator Morse.
Thank you. Kelly, was the governor's office involved in this decision? I mean, we did not hear anything about this as we went through the whole scenario, and suddenly there's a $3 million cut to be made, and you're scrambling. It doesn't make sense, but my question is,
sure, Madam Chair, Senator Morissette, I have somewhat of a disadvantage because I'm now actually the analyst for this agency. Linda Ames is the analyst, and she had another hearing that she had to go to. But I have been on the edges of this, and I know there has been some conversation in our office about the $3 million cut. So we were aware of it. We've been having conversations about it internally, but I don't know if the governor or his policy advisor for this area is aware of it or has had or is part of the conversation.
Follow-up, Senator Morissette.
Well, I hope that we consider the unintended consequences of the cuts that we make. I mean, it just boggles my mind that we have come this far and suddenly are looking at this $3 million cut. If we had known this at the beginning when we went through the priorities, and if we had all known it from the beginning, it bothers me that we're to this point and we're suddenly faced with doing something that we have no idea how the ripple effect, what it's going to do to the state. And that's why we're here, is to do the right thing for the people who sent us here and for the taxpayers.
Right. Madam Chair and Senator Morissette, I guess what my experience has been, and I've been around this process for a number of years, is that we get ideas like this that come up during both the governor's process and the legislative process, and through forums like this, either privately or publicly, these are vetted to determine does this make sense or not. And I anticipate that this is probably one of those situations where someone had an idea and brought it forward to see if it made sense or not. And I would anticipate we're going to have more of these as the process continues.
I think with that comment being made and recognizing that we have a discrepancy, assuming that we act on the LFO recommendation here, a discrepancy that would presumably be worked out in a conference committee, I really think we only have a couple of choices before us. Conform with the LFO recommendation to take the $3 million general fund reduction, follow the House model, take the reduction with an opportunity to come back to the e-board with comments after you've formulated your plan as to the effect on your ability to discharge your mission. And those really are the three choices before us. Senator Morris.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dallas, can you shed some light on the structure of the conference committee? Who likely will be? Will it be our counterparts in the House coming back to us, working the budgets that we work, or is it going to go to one master conference committee of the co-chairs and vice-chairs? And do you have any sense at all?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, no, I don't. This is my fourth session. We haven't been in a situation like this since I've been here. And it may end up that there might not be a conference committee if one bill were tabled in one of the other chambers and just worked in one side and then agreed on the other. There are a lot, or if miraculous things could happen, both bills could be tabled, for example, and then the joint committee reconstituted and brought together and worked out that. We have three different budget bills. That's my long-winded way of saying I haven't a clue.
The other question that I think I feel compelled to raise is that this recommendation, the date on this recommendation is
today.
Okay. Because we then knew when this recommendation was promulgated, we knew the revenue forecast because that was released last Friday.
Actually, Madam Chair, I just dated it today because the committee meeting was today. The recommendation really is the Senate Chair's recommendation, which was made before that forecast.
That's what I was trying to drive to. I think we have all had in our possession a copy of the Senate co-chair's recommendations, and I believe that the $3 million reduction appeared there. However, the committee had not had a great deal of time to correlate the fact that it appeared on that co-chair recommended budget and the work that we did here in the committee, and the elapse of time, I think, made it a little more difficult for some of us to remember all of the elements. My recollection of the conversation here were the technical adjustments as well as the $1 million from the elderly rental assistance program. And there was quite a bit of discussion about that with respect to how a policy decision of that type would reflect on this body's concern for seniors. And I think we had worked that through very satisfactorily. And so I will admit on the record that I had a difficult time sort of reconciling a cut that, while I intellectually knew about it, hadn't had a chance to reconcile it with the LFO recommendation. So that takes us back to the three choices that we have before us. Whether or not we can muster the required votes here, whether or not the co-chair would come down and assist us, what mechanism we would have to help continue this discussion as we tried to bring the Senate bill and the House bill closer together, and not knowing what that mechanism is makes this decision a little trickier. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I would be willing to offer a motion to move this bill forward as recommended, if that was your pleasure, knowing that there's still a lot of work yet to be done. It will wind up in a conference committee. And my frustration is that we could work this thing hard. To what point? Because the ultimate decision will be made in the conference committee.
As chair, I would accept that motion and I would support that motion because we will have some mechanism at this juncture unknown to all of us to resolve this, but we clearly have two different bills, and the only way that I could feel very, I think any of us could feel very good's the wrong word, feel okay about voting for this is with the knowledge that somewhere those two bills have to get reconciled. So if that is a motion, I will ask if there are any objections. Senator Morissette, be noted as an objection. I will support the motion. Let's just for the record repeat what we have done. We have accepted the LFO recommendation to amend Senate Bill 5573 to become the budget bill for the Department of Revenue, with a general fund appropriation of $133,446,346 and other fund expenditure limitation of $28,993,814 as shown on the orbit's detail. LFO also recommends the approval of the performance measures. And would you like us then, Dallas, to create the record on this to discuss these performance measures? Or we have at length already...
It would the next to amend the bill and then move it to the full with a big pass recommendation as amended.
Okay. So that's the motion. And now we would invite a discussion, Senator Morissette.
Well, of the three choices you mentioned, I would accept one of the other two, either table or accept the House recommendation. But I guess as a matter of principle, I think this is a bad way of dealing with this particular issue. We should take the time to take a look at it before. I'm not going to vote to send this off somewhere else where I'm not certain what will happen. I just can't do it. It's not a good way to conduct business.
Any other comments?
Well, just a general comment. Thank you. I see this as being one of the unintended consequences of breaking up Ways and Means, is it makes our work very difficult, lacks continuity. It creates a dynamic that, I mean, we're just not efficient. And it's unfortunate that we've come to this point. The rest of the assembly and our colleagues, I don't think, have an appreciation for just how flawed this process will be going forward.
Thank you, and I think I feel compelled to say for the record that I would like my feelings associated with the comments of my two colleagues. This is a very awkward way to proceed for all the reasons very eloquently enumerated by Senator Morris and Senator Morissette. And so with Senator Morissette being noted as an objection, we will order that the LFO recommendation be adopted and the bill be moved forward to the full Ways and Means
Senate Special Committee on Budget.
To the Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation, and hopefully in that venue ample opportunity for additional discussion. Any other comments, Madam Director?
Madam Chair, I just do for Kelly Friels for the record. What I'm hearing is your expectation that the department will come back with a $3 million reduction as well as an $830,000 reduction so that you can see the ramifications, or the whoever makes the final decision can see the ramifications of both those reductions and will have better information on which to make that decision.
Mr. Friels, I think speaking on behalf of the committee, that would be very helpful, because I think it is exceedingly difficult for us to translate a $3 million across-the-board reduction into the impact on an agency that I believe we heard reflected in the panel here in our earlier discussion, that the panel believes to be a well-managed, well-operating agency. And I think that any material that you could provide to the full special Senate Committee on Budget that would detail and instruct the ramifications of the magnitude of these cuts would be very helpful. And I say this to the director as well. I am very hopeful. I am confident that this will not be the last discussion that we have about this. I think we have an unsatisfactory process here, and I think we are making a decision lacking some essential information.
Madam Chair, I appreciate you and your committee's in-depth discussion of this and understand the difficult decision that's taking place, and we'll work with you any way we can to provide that information.
Thank you. Any other comments? There being none, I am going to close the work session on Senate Bill 5573, and unless there is comment from the panel, I declare us adjourned until...
The next meeting of this committee is scheduled for next Monday, and you will have... that will be the Department of Administrative Services. We will need to pick up where the Joint Committee left off and finish working its budget. I'll be working it in the morning in the House Committee, in the afternoon in the Senate, and I expect to have the recommendations and stuff to you Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, and I would, I think, and I'm speaking to myself as well, call the committee's attention to the recommendation so that we come thoroughly prepared to realize that the recommendation may include material that was not discussed when we were together as a full joint Ways and Means Committee. So there being no additional comment from the committee, I declare us adjourned.